Every year around Christmas, the Salvation Army goes out with their buckets and people give outside of grocery stores and everything else. And for the past several years, there's been an individual who drops a gold coin into one of the buckets. And it's kind of this mysterious individual, and they talk about it on the news. Oh, another gold coin has been found, and aren't they so generous? How do we talk about something so, yes, kind and generous in the news, but forget about the scandalous generosity of God? In our gospel today, God is scandalously generous. He goes out and keeps bringing in laborers for his vineyard, and he pays them all the daily wage, all of them a living wage. Those who've only worked 1 hour, he makes sure they have what they need. Now, there's a reason these other workers are upset. That's not what they're used to. You know, in the labor laws in the United States, we might get in trouble for something like that, for even being generous, because you have an agreed upon wage and you're discriminating against these other employees and blah, 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 blah. But that's not how God works. God is supremely generous with his grace. And we spend more time in society talking on the news about a person who leaves one gold coin once a year for the poor than about the generosity of God at all times. And brothers and sisters, as a priest, I'm privileged to see it in ways that many people are not. A couple of years ago, there was a young woman in my parish who was dying of cancer. She was about 16 years old, had lung cancer, and was struggling. She had never been baptized. And I was working with her to try and get her baptized, and it came down to her being in the hospital again, and things were not going well, and it was coming towards the end, and I drove down to Iowa City to be there with her to baptize, confirm, give her First Communion, and she said, "Not today. I want someone else to be here." And I got so frustrated. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? This is the time. There's no waiting anymore." But sure enough, she said, "Tomorrow." So I went home and drove back again the next day. And there at the University of Iowa Hospitals, up in the press box of all things, we baptized her, gave her First Communion, and confirmed her. And she passed away the next morning. God's grace is so abundant, so merciful, so rich. That is one person I know I got to heaven. They had her on enough drugs, she couldn't sin after that. It was fine. She was going to heaven. But she waited. And even as a priest, I was so frustrated. I've been working with her for months. I've been trying to get her ready. I come down the day before and she wants to wait for one more thing. And yet, God's grace in the sacraments was at work, and I promise you she is in the heavenly kingdom today, coming into the church at the very last moment of her life. Thanks be to God that he is so rich. It doesn't matter to God whether we're in the vineyard at the beginning or at the end. He wants the same thing for all of us, and he works to make it happen. God wants eternal life for all of us. He wants to forgive our sins. He wants to help us with his grace. He wants to give us what we need. Do we want the same for ourselves and for others? Are we those envious workers saying, why are you helping them, God? I've been here this whole time. Shouldn't we rejoice in the generosity of our God? Thanks be to God that you are taking care of this person as well. Thanks be to God, your grace is so rich that at the very moment of death, you are willing to bring somebody to the kingdom of heaven despite what they've done their entire life before. Thanks be to God, you are working to get me to heaven. God's generosity is scandalous and gloriously so. Forget the gold coin. Forget the Gates Foundation. Forget all of those things. Shouldn't we be rejoicing and celebrating the richness of our God's grace, which is about us at all times, in every moment, working to make sure that not a single person is left out of the kingdom of heaven if only they will come, whether at the beginning of their life or at the end. God is so rich and so generous and so worthy of praise. Put aside all envy, all jealousy, all self-righteousness, and take one moment this week, today, tomorrow, to look at what God has done for you, what God is doing for others, and to be scandalized, to see how rich His love and His mercy is, and to give Him praise. It's not a competition, this life. Rather, we are all working together to come to know our God, to love Him, and to overcome our faults. And we are able to do so only because of His mercy. May we rejoice in it always and celebrate the rich generosity of our God.